tired of seeing families and children harmed from alcohol and drug use, a group from Queithluck organized a march for sobriety through the streets of their community last week, leading with a sign saying, "Enough is enough." New voices spread their message through the village. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur was there and has this story.
A crowd is gathering in front of the Queithluck post office. Students, parents, teachers, IRA members, state troopers, VPSOs, AVCP representatives, and police officers from Queithluck, Akiak, and Akiachuk. They all stand outside. Many hold signs, some shed coats in the sun. Then, one teenager steps above the crowd.
Me and my fellow student are showing that a small group can also make a change in the world and to help the ones who don't have a voice, that they are not alone and that there is always someone there to show them that they can have a good life.
Genesee Salafi is a senior at the Queithluck School and is student council president. She and her friend Nelson organized the walk.
Because I've heard too many times from my peers and hearing about it that, oh, this kid got hurt last night from their drinking parents. Oh, this student came to school stoned and had to leave the school. Oh, he won't ever get a good education. She won't either. So this is just one big step to starting a change in the village.
Queithluck Assistant Principal Natalie Mikesell is providing support. She says drugs, alcohol, domestic violence, and sexual assault, all of it is an ongoing conversation at the school. Today, Mikesell says the teachers talked with the students about what they were marching for and what exactly alcohol and drugs are.
We talked a lot about what are some of the harmful effects of those, and a lot of the kids opened up about how it makes them feel unsafe when they see those things going on in the community.
To help have that conversation, Mikesell says many of the teachers made signs with their students to carry during the march.
What's your sign say?
It say no, and then this one it says no more drugs and alcohol.
We're stopping drugs and alcohol.
Stay sober and be happy.
No more spice.
Sober parents have happy kids.
Sober. Why is that important?
Because kids can get scared when they're drinking. Some people might get scared.
Not being scared and feeling safe. Assistant Principal Mikesell says that's a basic need for students to be able to learn in school. She says it's similar to clothing and food.
A student needs to feel those things are being met before they can really learn. And so when those things are absent in the home because of alcohol abuse or drug use, the student will struggle.
Max Olick is Queithluck's VPSO, or Village Public Safety Officer. He says much of the domestic violence and death in the Delta is substance-related, and the kids, he says, have seen too much of it.
They're tired of it. Enough is enough, they say. And we need to listen to them. They're our future generation's leaders.
After a half hour of walking, the group stops outside the community washateria. And like in the beginning, the march's leader, Genesee Salafi, climbs the building stairs and addresses the crowd.
Yes, we walked a while, and I am sure your legs are tired now. But from showing up, we've shown what a village and working together could do to solve a problem. Thank you for all your support.
Yay! In Queithluck, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.